Oh, we have a banger tonight. We are talking about forgiveness. What it is, what it was, what it looks like, what it could be, what it should be, what it is absolutely not. Oh my goodness, I feel like so many of us, myself included, because we're going to sprinkle, of course, humility into the mix. So many of us do not know what forgiveness is. We weren't taught what it looks like. And I think, in the healthiest of circumstances, if you grew up in a household where you got to discuss the complexities of the human existence, if you grew up with caregivers or parents, and when I say parents, I mean in any way, shape, or form, if you grew up with a caregiver where you had enough time and resources and just the emotional stamina and depth to discuss core values, boundaries, and principles such as forgiveness, I think you, congratulations to you, boo. You grew up in a beautifully grounded type of environment. But I think for most of us, we're kind of just trying to figure it out as we go, and that's okay. But I thought I would speak about forgiveness as a young youth member, trying to figure it out as a young lad soaring through the seas of life, if you will, because I am continuously trying to figure out when I am not being duped in my forgiveness. I think that's the main topic of conversation. How to know when you are not being duped in forgiveness. And I think when I say duped in forgiveness, I mean, how do you know when forgiveness is should or could be given, and the person has truly earned it? The individuals have truly earned the forgiveness that is being extended to them. Is it okay for individuals to ask for forgiveness? Is it appropriate for individuals to prematurely ask for forgiveness prior to truly understanding the harms, the pains that they have caused onto a person? Do they truly understand the impact of the wound that they have created in said person or individuals, right? Especially in relationships. Boy, oh boy. Especially in the context of relationships where there's history there, there's connectivity there, and it could be parental, it could be sibling dynamics, it could be friendships, it could be romantic relationships, right? So when I say, do they truly understand? I mean, so many of us have felt duped in forgiveness because we may have felt forced. We may have felt like there was no other way. We were manipulated. We were manipulated into saying yes. We were more so coerced, emotionally coerced, into saying yes. And it is such a painful experience when you extend a level of grace, because I think that's what God wants us to understand, right? When you extend a level of grace, you are extending a part of the godliness that exists within you, because you are an extension of the higher power. You are an extension of God. So, by acting in ways that resemble you being the child of the Most High, it is such a sacred moment. And in the most healthiest of circumstances, you would hope to share such moments, such as sharing forgiveness with an individual. You would hope that that is received with the utmost care and respect, right? But in so many circumstances, that just isn't the case. But then the question still stands. Leo, what does forgiveness look like? Well, since you asked, in my humble opinion, forgiveness is understanding that you are trying to put a salve on a wound that you have created inside an individual. Matter of fact, actually, let's bring it back. It's first understanding that there are different types of relationships. Sometimes you can say, askis, oh, my bad. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's with more little, simpler things. Sometimes you can say, I apologize. Sometimes you can say, I'm sorry. But especially in relationships where there's hurt and there's pain there, you're not just calling the person to apologize. You're not just calling to say, I'm sorry. You are calling to listen. You are calling to understand, to comprehend, how did I create this pain inside of you? What was the severity of the wound? What were your coping mechanisms? What did it result in an unhealthy habit? Did it result in an addiction problem? Did it result in social anxiety? Did it result in a personality disorder? What was the severity of the pain that I have caused you? How did I contribute to the plate of pain that already existed prior to me meeting you? Because we all have a plate, baby. Don't ever get that confused. When you cause pain upon an individual, you are adding to the weight that they are already carrying. So when you are making that phone call in the context of a relationship, you are understanding that you are contributing to something that was already there. You are not at fault. And I need to emphasize, the person who is calling, you are not at fault for the pains that have occurred prior to that, but you are at fault for taking full responsibility for the pains that you have caused only. And that's where boundaries come in. But you are attempting to put a salve on a wound that you have created so that this person that you have harmed or the individual that you have harmed can go around in the world not having to deal with the pain that you have caused them on top of all the other situations and traumas that they are trying to deal with. But in order for us to have these types of conversations, in order for us to have these types of godly experiences, you need to have a certain level of accountability, a certain level of responsibility. And unfortunately, so many of us are just not built in this way. As a result, consequently, so many of us have had to really come to terms with, there are just some apologies that I will never ever receive. And if you are the individual who is thinking, if you are the individual who's in the wrong and you are thinking of reaching out, really think about the selfishness of reaching out. Because a lot of the times we tell ourselves that I'm reaching out to apologize, but really what's going on is you're going through your own emotional time. It could be a deceased dog. It could be a person who's in the hospital. It could be something as basic as you can't lose your phone, but you lost your something valuable. You failed a test. You're going through some emotional time and you want to contact this person just to stroke your ego. You just want to know that, okay, you know something went down, but you didn't mess up that bad. And the key word there is it wasn't that bad, because surely if it wasn't that bad, then you don't need to feel so bad. And therefore you can escape the responsibility and the accountability of the pain that you have caused. That is not selflessness. That is not acting as a child of God. That is selfishness, and it needs to be checked immediately. I say this with a gracious heart. I say this with humility. I have absolutely been there of all sides of the fence. And I say it from a place of, as I'm saying it to you, I am repeating it to myself. Forgiveness is just this continuous battle. It's a game of boundaries. It's a game of understanding that we need to have boundaries. But the tricky thing is, when do we place them and how loose or rigid are we going to be with our boundaries? That's the tricky thing. And as we navigate the complexity of having boundaries, as we navigate the complexities of navigating forgiveness, whoo, child, I just hope that we remember that it's a journey. And forgiveness truly is, it's a process. And I think above all, please, if you are the person who's the victim, if you are the person who is the survivor, please do not be manipulated into forgiving somebody. That's my final take. You got to forgive these people. You got to forgive such and such because it makes this group of people, it makes such and such feel uncomfortable that you are holding them accountable or that you are holding your ground. Do not fall victim to that, please. You are worthy of protection. You are worthy of love. And you are worthy to decide when you want to give out forgiveness. Forgiveness is earned. It comes with grace, and it comes with time. Thank you.